Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has isolated a lot of us, but it's also brought together community institutions in a new way. In the northernmost county of New Hampshire, a daily Zoom call has become essential for leaders managing pandemic fallout. And as Sarah Gibson reports now, some say it's a blueprint for better collaboration.
When the coronavirus shut down just about everything in March, including schools, Gorham Superintendent David Backler got on a call with his counterpart in Berlin and staff from local health centers.
You know, at first, it really was a symbiotic relationship where we were just looking for resources.
Back then, there were so many unknowns. Should we wear masks? And if so, do we have enough?
You know, who's got what and how do we make sure we can get supplies from the schools to the hospitals?
It quickly became clear no one could handle this crisis alone. Androscoggin Valley Hospital had some N95s, but healthcare workers were reusing them. Gorham High School had UV lights to sanitize its science lab equipment, so it lent those to the hospital. These calls among leaders continued. More and more people joined. The prison warden, the nursing home director, the fire chief, even the director of the Androscoggin Valley Chamber of Commerce, Paula Kinney. Kinney says these 4 p.m. Zoom calls kept everyone on the same page about COVID protocols. But for a while, the North Country hardly had any cases.
You turn on the TV at night and it was horrible in some places. And here we were doing great. Everything was fine. And now, like, reality is setting in.
Coos County now has substantial transmission of COVID-19 like the rest of New Hampshire. It's gotten into local schools and the federal prison. And the stakes feel high because the things to watch out for with COVID, limited ICU capacity, high rates of chronic health conditions, a lot of elderly residents, are all true in the Androscoggin Valley. So that Zoom call, which used to be weekly, is now daily.
Okay, why don't we get started for today's meeting?
I recently joined one. First, there are updates from the health center.
We did 36 COVID tests today, 19 rapid for symptomatic.
They talk about the contact tracing they're doing, the PPE that schools and businesses are getting to each other when orders get delayed. Jim Richardson, a local health coordinator, announces rapid antigen tests are on their way to the mental health center in Berlin.
That they are soon to get those. Is that right, Dr. Myers?
That is correct. We expect them tomorrow. Thank you so very much. You made my week.
Then we hear from the prisons.
And let's see, I still have one staff member that's out just due to exposure. So that leaves us at 2 staff members that have been positive and recovered.
You might be wondering, why does a superintendent need to know about prison cases or the fire chief need to know about rapid tests at the mental health center? Well, here's the thing. Institutions we often think of as separate are connected when it comes to public health. COVID in prison could go home with prison guards, infect those guards' kids, end up in the school, show up in the nursing home, and so on. Chris Van Bergen of the North Country Health Consortium is one of the regulars on these calls. She says before the pandemic, many people associated health just with the doctor's office.
But public health is really about health in community. And people experience their wellness and their illness where they live.
Where they live and work and go to school, Bergen says. So leaders in those spheres need to collaborate, which hasn't always happened in the past. This 4 p.m. call doesn't have a name or an official note taker, but participants say it's become a lifeline. Paula Kinney from the Chamber of Commerce says she hasn't missed one call yet, even if it means pulling over on the side of the road with spotty service. She told me the group recently decided to meet up in person for the first time on a hill overlooking the Androscoggin River, just to say hi.
We all went up to White Mountains Community College out in a field with our masks on, and we all stood apart, and we just all looked at each other in a circle.
They each said a few words and thanked each other.
One of them said a poem at the end, and then we all just walked away and went to work.
That afternoon, they saw each other again on their regular Zoom call. Participants say when the pandemic ends, they'll have a big group dinner and hopefully tackle the next public health problem together. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.